This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. You are tuned in to the best of BizBytes 2019. Today's topic of discussion is all around the world of tech. Are we ready for drone deliveries? Cyberjaya thought so back in June. Still in June, we were looking at gimmicks or ghost slavery. Talking about Michael Jackson getting up on stage alongside Tupac and that kind of thing. And then we fast-forwarded to September. Me, Ords, and Frida had this discussion about whether or not we were ready for AI co-workers. And we're not necessarily talking about a robot sat next to you in a cubicle, but more of a helping hand when you're next struggling with your Word, your Excel, or even your PowerPoint, should you still be doing that. There's a possibility that intelligent algorithms could be helping you along with your work. And how would you feel about that? What about you guys?
Yes, for efficiency.
Yes, for efficiency.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, for the mundane tasks, because this is supposed to be an AI that, you know, sits inside your, like, your software, or
yes,
even perhaps maybe sitting inside your computer, knowing your daily mundane tasks. So, you know, all the kind of easy tasks. For example, if I just want to create a PowerPoint presentation, 5 decks, it already knows my template. It already knows the kind of, like, basic top and tail. While I'm inserting the important bits, just do the top and tail part.
Let me do that for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the discussion that we had. Today's topic of discussion, though, is about whether or not we are ready for artificial intelligence and AI co-workers. Yes. But I'm not talking about the robots that could be sat down next to you just yet. We'll get to that very shortly. That is our topic of discussion today. The question again, big tech claims AI and digitization will bring a better future, but are we ready for AI co-workers? I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Bill Gates. He believes that today's business software, which he predominantly designed, isn't much better than business tools from pre-digital times. Here's a quote from him. He said, "I'd say most of the opportunity to make computers improve work is in front of us rather than behind us." This he told to a room full of Microsoft researchers and academics at their research summit back in July. Now, artificial intelligence could soon be bringing productivity tools to an inflection point after years of us slavishly digitizing and formatting words, numbers, and images. Future versions of Word, Excel, and Shudder, PowerPoint, will be much more aware of your work and how you do it. Intelligent algorithms could be finding patterns and meanings in your data and use these insights to help you get through the day more efficiently. They're also striving at Microsoft to understand the nature of work itself in the 21st century. They're looking to AI to help break down work into smaller tasks that fit in the slots of available time during our increasingly fragmented workdays. They want to build tools to help squeeze more out of their time in an age of distraction, a strategy that may be the key to a new, more intelligent generation of the office. Research into this shows that you can benefit by starting work on a large project by completing some of its less demanding microtasks, then moving to more demanding ones as you settle into the project. And this is where the AI and your coworker gets involved. Some aspects of larger projects could be carved off as microtasks and automated. So he says that leaving the humans will have the more creative and the engaging work. Now, the really interesting part I found here, the AI could analyze the work that you're doing and then work with you to break it into a to-do list of smaller tasks. Wow. So if you're a programmer building a new website feature, for example, the project might logically break down into subtasks like designing the interface, completing the documentation, pulling down the source code, and doing the research. Now, based on its knowledge of those tasks and your preferences, your work habits, and your schedule, the AI could help you figure out the right tasks to tackle at the right times. It might understand, for example, that your most productive times of day are mid-morning and late afternoon and suggest that you work on certain tasks that require the most creativity and concentration at those times.
Nice.
So this idea of the AI coworker is not like the robot sat next to you. It's that little assistant saying, hey, maybe right now what you should be doing is designing little bit of something.
I need one of these.
How good is this idea?
This is fantastic, right? I know, like, when I do, I've got a lot of things on my mind, and I know I have a lot of things to do, or so I think, but when I write it down and I break it down, I can see actually okay, you know, and I love scratching it off when it gets done, right? But if someone knows my style and says, okay, maybe now, you know, it doesn't require much brain work, why don't you do this? And then now this requires more brain work, you're most productive, now do this, it's going to take up so much time. Brilliant. Mm.
Then I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of people sat at home listening to this thinking, well, isn't that just another way of management finding another way of getting us to do as much as possible during the day?
Yeah.
But really, it's not. It's that you'll still be doing the same amount of work. It's just that it's broken down for you in chunks that are more manageable, and there's less chance of people being stressed. And that's the whole idea of the sales pitch. There. Anyway, Auds, what have you got over there?
Yeah, so we were just talking before the break about how we could use AI to help us in our jobs, you know, producing, editing, recording our stuff, script writing even. So, but how will this affect other industries? And just top of mind for me was my recent interview with Pulsify. Now, Pulsify is a HR recruitment company that uses AI to kind of find the best fits for your organization. Now, the services are pretty much like your old school recruitment personnel, but you can do this at any time of day. You know, this recruitment personnel could be sitting with you and doing these tests to see if you're a good fit with the organization at 3 a.m. even. So wherever you are, whatever time, everything is online. And that's just, and of course, this will extend into like career counseling at universities and in schools, you know, because everything is going to be powered by AI. You're just going to be speaking to a screen and it's going to be telling you the best possible options for you, right? So that is HR. But then I did a little bit of digging and I remember when Google Translate first came out.
Mm. Oh my word,
all the translators were just like, this is never going to do the job. And I remember how some government agencies actually use Google Translate to make their signs at government offices and all. And we were laughing at it because we thought, oh my God, this is a joke.
I was trying to flirt with a girl in China using Google Translate. I know how bad it is.
There you go. But translators today say that Google Translate is remarkable. It can translate nuances, slang, colorful terms, cultural terms, etc. So this shift towards AI is definitely unfolding across different industries.
There we go, folks. That was our discussion about whether or not we were ready for AI co-workers of.
Even at the most basic form, like when you use Gmail and then it keeps filling up your words for you, that is easy. I use that all the time ever since it came out.
That's AI for you, right?
That's AI. That's AI at its simplest.
Tap, tap, tap.
It just gives you, because it knows what you're going to say next, which is creepy, but it's also very, very helpful.
But also the replies, right? So it will suggest you replies. Yeah. And, you know, when someone says...
Contextual as well.
And it, because it learns how you would speak. So, you know, at the end of, like, you know, if Richard were to send me, you know, hey Jeff, can we meet up on this date? The replies would be like, sorry, can't make
it. Of course.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There's no, thank you. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Who's this?
Yeah. Sorry,
who that wrong number?
Yeah. You know? See? When we come back, would you take a virtual vacation? That's what we'll be discussing here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.